Little Pink Houses, John Mellencamp, 95.9, Bob FM, 8:15 on a Wednesday with the good guys. Get up and go show. Georgia Zavala is here. How are you doing?
Good. How are you?
I'm good. Are things going all right over the Etzanoa place?
Absolutely.
At the Immersion Center? Do you feel immersed?
I feel awfully immersed, but okay. I'm there all the time, Friday through Sunday.
That's true, yeah. You immersed yourself through the window of the place. Tell me what happened.
I might have locked myself out yesterday.
All right.
I left my keys inside, I left my phone inside, and I was there with a couple who were doing a tour.
Now, did you immediately know, or did you? Was it sometime later when you're like, oh, I need to go get my phone, and you're like, oh, man, I locked myself out?
No, I went to point something out outside for them, and the door closed behind me, and I went to walk back inside. I was like, oh.
Yeah.
I locked the door.
I left all my stuff in there. Yeah. So you had to climb in the window. Did anybody help you?
So I didn't have to climb in the window.
Oh, you
didn't.
I was wearing a skirt.
I was dressed up.
Right, you were dolled up.
I was dolled up. And so I opened the window and the guy said, his name was Ben, I'm old, let me do it. He was very kind. He climbed through the window for me. He opened the door.
Did you have to give him the foot hoist?
No. It's a ground floor window.
Okay, so all right.
It wasn't that involved.
Mm-hmm. I see. Okay. But everything got worked out. You got your phone back. You got your... Okay. All right. A little bit of a flooding issue over there.
Yeah.
What does that mean for me if I'm visiting?
Well, most of the trail that's flooded is still accessible. It's just... So there's a bridge, and you can go as far as the bridge to see a waterfall, but there's like an... It goes downhill a little bit, and then it goes up, and a little downhill part's still pretty flooded. It's been flooded since Father's Day, and then we got all that rain again last week, but still, we're mostly good.
I bet the waterfall is... waterfalling.
It's waterfalling.
Right now, I mean, it's there's lots of activity there, I bet.
Always.
Yeah, for sure. What have you gotten as far as feedback of Etzanoa? I mean, you had your... Since we last talked, you had your grand opening. You have more people out, of course, and everyone's checking it out. What do you hear them say?
People are really excited. They're really impressed. They've all been really nice. And then there's a couple of people who have been there before it was the visitor or the immersion
center.
When it was a house. And so they're like, oh gosh, it looks so different.
Yeah.
And it does. It's weird for me. I'm getting used to it now, but we put up some walls since we did construction. And I used to like... Before we put up the walls, I used to be able to cut through on certain sides.
Oh, right,
now it's like I have to walk all the way around.
Yeah. Things have changed. You've developed it a little bit out there. Georgia Zavala with Etzanoa Conservancy. And now one of the things, too, that we talked about last time you were here, but this is one of those things that's going to be evolving. I mean, there are going to be additional things. You're also working in some ways to do some, like, really... authentic type stuff. Like, talk about the grass houses.
You're working
on those right now, right?
We are. They've also faced some pretty nasty weather delays.
Yeah, I would think.
So they are, I believe, harvesting grass next week now. They were supposed to harvest last week, but...
Okay, all right.
Weather. But we're getting grass on the houses now. That's so exciting. And then we had a pavilion built last week. So we have shelter or... something outside to shady to sit under for picnics and everything.
Right, okay. It's got to make you think, and it makes me think, just hearing you talk about this, when you say, you know, you've had some setbacks with weather and stuff, think about back then.
Oh my gosh, people
trying to, you know, when that's real life, when those are real grass houses that you have to live in, I mean, to deal with the weather and when are you going to harvest the grass? And I mean, those were kind of like life and death considerations back then.
Probably, absolutely.
Yeah. Or at least, man, we're going to get rained on a lot if we don't get this grass house done soon. Yeah, that's cool. And you're thinking, when will those be available to people to kind of take a look at?
Well, the frames are available to look at now.
Okay.
It's just they won't be covered in grass for a couple of more weeks, I'd say.
Okay.
But you can come check out the frames. There's some grass on some of it. But yeah, you can come check it out whenever.
When you're talking about the technical side of this, you know, how authentic these will be, who have you consulted in the building of these? Because, I mean, I would think that you would want to do that, too.
Mm-hmm. So they're being built by a Wichita tribal member. His name is Derek Ross. This is what he does. This is his job. He has a company that just does this.
Oh, really?
He builds it with his family and then other, you know, work with volunteers. He has volunteers, you know, they harvest the grass together, but this is his
job. Done the research. He's looked into all this. He knows what goes behind making this as authentic of an experience as possible.
Absolutely. So traditional materials, so cedar, the blue stem grass, willow, rawhide. He does get to use a chainsaw, though. So.
Right, yes. Yeah. I'm sure there were some points where he's like, okay, I'm not going to be that authentic.
Yeah, he gets to use a chainsaw.
That's funny to think about. But, and so the first night that you will spend the night in the grass house, when will that happen? Do you know?
Honestly?
You're not going to go sleep out there,
I might. I was planning on it.
Really?
Oh, absolutely. I love to camp.
Oh, my goodness. All right. Well, you tell me how that goes. I'm interested to know.
I mean, it's
you could spend the night in the grass house with a coyote or something.
I've gotten Georgia. There's going to be animals out there.
Right, sure. You're fine.
I'm fine.
You're dancing with wolves or something like that. You might be. Who knows? That's a cool thing, though. I think it would be a neat experience to do. When I think about that, too, and the work that you're doing when the grass houses, and, of course, you have John out of Pumpkin Pants Ranch who's done the teepees. And, I mean, there's really an effort to bring bring that old flavor back and give you an idea of, you know, what this area was like years and years ago.
Way back then, yeah.
Done any digging lately?
I've not, no. I'm kind of stuck inside doing the management on the inside for the time being.
I was going to say,
it's also been too hot.
And as fancied up as you are right now, you can't really go dig in that.
I can dig in whatever. It's the shoes I'm
worried
about.
Oh, is that's what you're mostly concerned about is your shoes when you're digging? You got to have good shoes on?
Oh, yeah. These are sandals. These are platforms. I can't do
Not going to work?
No.
All right. That's Georgia Zavala with the Etzanoa Conservancy. If I'm listening and talking with you and I think, man, I'd like to give a gift to Etzanoa or I want to come out, tell me the hours. Tell me where I find you, all that good stuff.
So we're open Friday through Sunday, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m., barring this Saturday, we are closed on the 4th. And if you want to donate, there are links on our website where you can do a donation through Square, or we're pretty available for any form of.
I would think as far as growth goes and doing more and more out there, that's going to depend sometimes too on how fast the money comes in.
Oh, absolutely.
You need that to happen, and when it does, you can do more things.
Absolutely. We're always looking at grants for opportunities. Since we're always looking to grow, we always have projects in mind that we're trying to raise money for to bring new and exciting things to our center.
I want to see a selfie of you in that grass house when you're out there.
Derek Ross's son, actually, Cannon, does a lot of video work, so he's been filming a lot of that process.
Right.
And I've seen some of his work, and it's incredible.
Yeah, I know.
360 drone footage. Oh my gosh.
But I mean, when you're in there with a snapping turtle spending the night, I want to see that when you're in the grass house or whatever animal you run into.
Okay.
I mean, you must see a ton of wildlife out there, right?
Saw some deer yesterday. We have a woodchuck that lives there.
Really? I love those.
And then we have a bunch of turkeys that have made their home somewhere on the property, so they're always there running around and screaming.
Oh, really?
Oh yeah.
So you see a little bit of everything out
there. Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, all right. Might see an alligator coming through there the way the waters have been up. Might just float down from somewhere.
Maybe. That
Never
would be
know.
Fun.
Get out of the zoo and float down the river, run into that. That would be fun?
I think
You're always ready for adventure, aren't you?
When I was in Texas doing a field school, there across the street from the property, there was a swamp with a bunch of alligators, and you could hear them every morning.
Ooh, my wife would have hated that. Thanks for coming in, Georgia.
Thank you.
We appreciate it. Get out to Etzanoa and check it out. Go to the Immersion Center and see what they have for you. We'll be back. Weather and music on the way. 95.9 Bob FM.